Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arachna. We are up to parak Be'ez Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing to go through all the Ein Pachos than this, or more than that. Sein Pachos in Me'asim Ma'achas Tekios B'Mikdash. We never blow less than 21 Tekios in the Mikdash. V'lo Mosifin Al Baru Mushmona, nor do we ever have more than 48 Tekios in the Mikdash. They'll blow Tekios together with the Karban Tamid each and every day. So every day you're going to have some Tekios in the Mikdash. Ein Pachos in Mishnei Nevalin. We never have less than two nevalim, I think it's some type of harp. V'lo mosifin al shisha, nor more than six in the Beis Hamikdash. Ein pachos mishnei chalilin, we never have less than two flutes. V'lo mosifin al shemasar, nor more than 12 flutes in the Beis Hamikdash. U'b'shemasi yom v'shana achalil makal lefnei mizbeach. There are 12 days during the year that the flute is played in front of the mizbeach in the azara as they're bringing their korbanos. B'shchitas pesach rishon, when they shecht the korban pesach on erev pesach. U'b'shchitas pesach sheni, and when they shecht the pesach Sheni a month later, Ubiyom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, and also on the first day of Pesach, Ubiyom Tov Shal Atzeres, and also on Shavuos, Ubishmon Meachag, and also on Sukkis. V'loyim Makaba Abuvit Shal Nechoshes. When you're playing the flute, they wouldn't play on a copper flute. Elaba Abuvit Shal Kana. It was made out of a reed, Mipnei Shekolo Arev, because it makes a sweeter sound. V'loyim Machlik Elaba Abuv Yechidi. And you wouldn't end while playing only a single flute, meaning the others, one flute would keep on playing after the others had ended, meaning you would only end with a single flute playing, meaning even though there may have been a chorus of flutes all playing simultaneously, the song ends with the sound of only one flute playing, because it makes for a more nice sounding ending of a song. Mishnah Dalet, V'avdei HaKohanim Hayu Divra Meir, the people who played the flutes were the Evid Kananim of the Kohanim, meaning the idea that someone is playing a flute in the Beis Hamikdash is not a proof of Judaism. It could have been that he was an Evid Kanani and he was just a talented musician. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishpachus Beis Habakarim Ubeis Tzifarya Uma'amamum Haya, that it was people from certain well-known families and from a place called Amma'um Umasiyin Lekuhuna, and these were people who were Miuchasim that were allowed to marry their daughters off to Kohanim because we trusted their yichus. Rabbi Chirin ben Tikanus Omer Levim Hayu. It was Levim that played the flute. So the question really is, what can you assume about a person who is playing the music in the Beis Hamikdash and his yichus? So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we had said that you never have less than 21 or more than 48 tekios in the Beis HaMikdash. You never have less than two harps or more than six in the Beis HaMikdash. You never have less than two flutes or more than 12 in the Beis HaMikdash. And we said that there were 12 days that they would play the flutes while they're bringing the korbanos on the Mizbeach, by the Korban Pesach Rishon, by the Korban Pesach Sheni, first day of Pesach, first day of the day of Shavuos, and that's 4 days, and then the 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, that's a total of 12 days. And we said that they would use dafka, a reed flute, because it sounded better than a copper flute, and that when the number of flutes were playing together, the song would end with just the sound of one flute. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that three shitos about what you can assume about the yichus of the guys that were playing the music in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Meir said it was avadim, very likely an Eved Kanani. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they were well-known families that were Masih and Lakuna. And Rabbi Chaim ben Tikanus says, they weren't just well-known families in Masih Lakuna, they were Levim, so even more Miuchasim than Yisraelim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei.